Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey from Black Club Chicago with Extremely Local News. Good morning, Seamus. How are you doing today?
Bob, I'm still reeling from the loss of Len Casper, so bear with me here. 2020 just has got another surprise up its sleeve.
Yeah, pull yourself together. What about the loss of a historic Victorian building in the West Loop? Tell us about that.
Right. This is a story that's been sort of evolving over the last couple weeks. Folks that are familiar with the stretch down the West Loop right at Lake in Ogden under the train tracks, there's this, I would say, a beautiful old Queen Anne Victorian building standing on the corner. It used to hold the La Luce restaurant for 27 years. The restaurant closed a couple years ago. It's one of like the last remaining examples of this architecture, particularly as it used to be a Schlitz Tide House for the brewery back in 1891. Anyway, it's been orange rated in terms of its historical significance, and it could be torn down. And we have learned that the owner of the building wants to tear it down. In fact, got a demolition permit issued a couple weeks ago, and it really set the preservationists off into a scramble to try to see what they can do to stop it. The permit did get pulled just yesterday by the city of Chicago, but it wasn't quite the victory that preservationists had hoped for. It was really just a 90-day extension. The city said they issued the permit in error. They were supposed to go through a waiting period that really allows preservationists to assemble and try to come up with alternative plans, but generally, as we've seen, sometimes these, 90 days is not enough to, raise the millions that it would take to buy it away from the property owner. We don't know exactly what he plans to do with it, but the West Loop obviously has been just a booming area, and you can't there's no lot that's safe from a 14-story hotel or a Google office building coming. So we can expect that the plans would be probably for something quite large there to take advantage of the nearby train tracks and L and just the boom that's going on in the West Loop, pandemic or no.
And we're talking about Lake and Ogden. So is this one of the buildings that had one of those old Schlitz round logo signs on it embedded in the bricks?
Exactly. You can almost just smell the old Schlitz looking at this building. It's got a big turret on the side and an old timey entrance way. It looks like the Wild West a little bit. It's red brick, but it's covered in copper right now, sort of green copper at this point. It's just a throwback building that the Preservation Chicago launched an online petition yesterday. They got about 1,600 signatures, but it's been a fight that has been going on slow, sort of behind the scenes for a while, but it really burst into public view when some folks had found this demolition permit, and then construction construction fences went up earlier this week. They all came down yesterday, but like I said, it's 3 months. We could be talking about the story in March, so I'll set a calendar alert.
All right. Over on West Division, Wicker Park, there's a problem with this proposed rooftop bar. What happened?
We've heard a lot this week about unauthorized pandemic parties being held with hundreds and hundreds of people. I know the wedding has gotten a lot of headlines, as well as there was a 300-person party busted on Sunday in the basement of this old Wicker Park bank building at 1612 West Division Street. The city, in fact, they raided it. They took a bunch of pictures and they released a bunch of pictures to the media just to show how crowded it was in there. And they slapped the building owner with a bunch of cease and desists Turns out it's pretty lousy timing for the developers who own the building. They had just asked the city for permission to open up a rooftop bar and restaurant on top of the building, presumably in better times when we can gather in crowds that size. So the city hasn't really reacted to the request to build this rooftop bar, but the neighborhood association had a meeting this week, a pre-planned meeting, but it happened right after news of this huge party came out. So they appear to be ready to turn their back on this proposal and give it a thumbs down. And it's a pretty powerful neighborhood group. It's called the Wicker Park Committee. And while they don't have any true voting power over this, the alderman tends to listen to them if they say we don't want this new use coming to our neighborhood. So it remains to be seen. I'm sure the developer was thinking, oh God, this is really lousy timing for us. But we'll see. Lots of things change quickly around here. But as of now, this rooftop bar at 1612 West Division may be on thin ice.
Let's give a shout out to some nice folks in East Ukrainian Village. I've saved 30 seconds for this kitten story. I was just reading today about cars sitting idle during the pandemic, and Lord knows what you might find in under the hood. Tell us quickly what happened here.
Right. This story does have a happy ending. Spoiler alert. A woman named Linda McGuire in the East Ukrainian Village neighborhood was walking and spotted this feral cat that dashed away from her and ran up into the engine block of a Volkswagen Passat that was sitting there. And she spent about a day and a half trying to coax this kitten out. She finally got help. Track down she put signs on the car, don't start your car, the cat's in here. She finally got some help after everyone was there trying to get it out. The car owner came out, they freed it from the engine block, and now the cat is safe. Its new name is Passat, and I'm sorry, it's Jetta. I'm mixing up my Volkswagen models here. Its new name is Jetta, and if he's healthy, who knows, maybe he gets adopted, or he just goes and lives somewhere safer.
There's your happy animal story. We like it. Seamus Toomey, blockclubchicago.org for more. Have a good weekend, Seamus. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.